a medium for learning of the deepest sort. Silence is something that's missing from our culture. I know that many of you have probably read Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, Robert M. Pirsig. Well, he has a second book out, less well-known, called Lila. And Lila is an anthropological study of Native Americans. And what he does there is compare their culture to Americans from European ancestry. And one of the distinguishing characteristics between these two cultures is their approach towards silence. What he found was when he went and sat around with Native Americans, they would sit around the fire and hang out for 2-3 hours without saying a word. Just sit around, look at one another, smile, have a good time, introspect, just be there for hours. Whereas he points out that in our culture, we feel very uncomfortable with the absence of words, with the absence of sound or noise. We have to fill up all the gaps. And this is an important cultural difference, and we pay a price for this lack of stillness. A price that I will talk about a lot when I talk about relationships. When I talk about virtue and morality, and when we talk about happiness and well-being in general. Let me give you a little bit of background on positive psychology, how it came about and how this class came about. In many ways, positive psychology is the brainchild, the product, the grandchild of humanistic psychology. What we have in humanistic psychology is essentially a reaction to the existing psychologies of the time.